Analyst.
Hi, I'm looking for Charles Azian.
He is currently on an appointment. If I can get your information, I will leave him a message. Just one moment, please.
Absolutely. It's Elias, E-L-I-A-S.
Hang on just one moment, please. L-E-I-S, and what's your last name?
E-L-I-A-S. And then I'm calling from Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Okay. Do you have a phone number?
858-299-6004.
Okay, and do you have an email?
Yes, it's E-O-N-O. F-R-E at bankofcardiff.com.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you. Your first name?
Elias.
How do you spell your first name again?
E-L-I-A-S.
Oh, okay. I had that written as your last name. And what was your last name?
Onofre. O-N-O-F-R-E.
Okay, and your last name is O-N-O-F-R-E?
Yes.
Okay, you're with Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, and your phone number is 858-299-6004?
Yes.
And your email is E-O-N-O-F-R-E at bankofcardiff with two Fs, .com?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and what is this in regards to?
We talked earlier in the year about possibly bringing on some financing around this time. I just wanted to circle back to see if there's anything I could help him with.
Okay, I have your information, and I will forward it on to him, and if he needs to get in contact with you, he will call you.
Awesome. Is there usually a better time to get a hold of him?
It's hit or miss. He's got a lot of appointments all day long, so he's in and out really quickly. So the most efficient way to get a hold of him is to
email.
And then I send him an email, and so that's why I just wanted to make sure that I did have your correct email address in case he wants to send that to you. And the bank I've got written down is C-A-R-D-I-F-F, so if that sounds like it's right, I will send this on to him.
Awesome. Is there an email that I can send him a quick note as well?
Sure. My computer's locking up right now. C-M-N-I Q-U-E-T-T-E at C-R-A-I.
Okay. C-R-A-I.
Hyphen K-Y dot com.
Okay. C-M-N-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E at C-R-A-I hyphen K-Y dot com.
That is correct.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.